You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, you're listening to A Faith for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Faith for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Faith for Radio on CITR. Should I do one more that's more varied? Hey, you're listening to A Faith for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening... Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, I'm gonna start in 3, 2, 1. Hey, you're listening to A Faith for Radio on CITR.
Discorder,
a magazine from CITR 101.9 FM,
presents a showcase of emerging Vancouver-based hip-hop artists Friday, November 18th at the Media Club.
The lineup is comprised of some of the most talked about and should be talked about hip-hop artists in Vancouver,
including So Loki, Missy D, Romy, Something August, Spotty Joseph, and Freeman Young, with CITR's Crimes and Treasons DJing and emceeing this 19-plus event.
We them boys! Be sure to come check us out. We're Crimes and Treasons Radio. We're going to be hosting and DJing at the Media Club. Be sure to come check us out.
Crimes and Treasons.
For more information and tickets, visit discorder.ca. Transcare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
All right. Hello. This is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. Welcome. We are broadcasting live from UBC on the unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver. Pleasure to have you here on the show. It's been a rough week for me, to be honest. I hope it's been better for you. I hope it's all going to be better for everyone. I think a brief anecdote sort of encompasses the sort of week I've had. On Monday, I decided to go for a bike ride with my mom because it was the only sort of dry day that I could, or in a while. So we decided to go for a bike ride along the seawall. Biking along the seawall, everything's going well. I mean, there's this old couple that just keeps passing us and then stopping and then obnoxiously talking really loudly and just complaining about things to themselves that really shouldn't annoy anyone. But I mean, they've been around on this planet long enough, so I guess they get, special treatment. I gotta respect them. I mean that in all truth, though. Anyway, so there's like the old couple that's kind of annoying, but whatever. So we're biking, and then we get to this point just before Prospect Point where the seawall's taped off and you can't go. And then they don't really give you, they just say detour up this way. But it's this huge uphill. And no one knows, I didn't know. I thought I see this trail. So I go, okay, maybe this trail just goes below instead of going up. So we go up the trail and the trail's just gigantic. Or not, it felt gigantic. We had to walk up it on the bike and it's super steep forever to get to the top. And then you get to the top, we had to go onto the road with all these cars going, which is not anything at all we signed up for. But the important part is, after getting through the huge uphill, the way home was pretty good. So take from that what you will. Last week, I also played a song off of Leonard Cohen's new album before I'd known of his passing. So we're going to start off with a little tribute here to Leonard, who was a wonderful force. And we're going to play my favorite song of his. It's well known, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's Famous Blue Raincoat by Leonard Cohen.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see James away. She sends her regard. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. Woman is free, yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. And Jane,
This word, it is not necessary to make the voice weigh less than an ounce or equip it with small dusty wings. It is not necessary to invent a sunny day or a field of daffodils. It is not necessary to be in love or to be in love with butterflies. The word butterfly is not a real butterfly. There is the word and there is the butterfly. If you confuse these two items, people have the right to laugh at you. Do not make so much of the word. Are you trying to suggest that you love butterflies more perfectly than anyone else or really understand their nature? The word butterfly is merely data. It is not an opportunity for you to hover, soar, befriend flowers, symbolize beauty and frailty, or in any way impersonate a butterfly. Do not act out words. Never act out words. Never try to leave the floor when you talk about flying. Never close your eyes and jerk your head to one side when you talk about death. Do not fix your burning eyes on me when you speak about love. If you want to impress me when you speak about love, put your hand in your pocket or under your dress and play with yourself. If ambition and the hunger for applause have driven you to speak about love, you should learn how to do it without disgracing yourself or the material. And so on until we come to speak the words with the exact precision with which you would check out a laundry list. Do not become emotional about the lace blouse. Do not get a hard-on when you say panties. Do not get all shivery just because of the towel. The sheets should not provoke a dreamy expression about the eyes. There is no need to weep into the handkerchief. The socks are not there to remind you of strange and distant voyages. It is just your laundry. It is just your clothes. Don't peep through them. Just wear them. The poem is nothing but information. It is the constitution of the inner country. If you declaim it and blow it up with noble intentions, then you are no better than the politicians whom you despise. You are just someone waving a flag and making the cheapest appeal to a kind of emotional patriotism. Think of the words as science, not as art. They are a report. You are speaking before a meeting of the Explorers Club of the National Geographic Society. These people know all the risks of mountain climbing. They honor you by taking this for granted. If you rub your faces in it, that is an insult to their hospitality. Tell them about the height of the mountain, the equipment you use. Be specific about the surfaces and the time it took to scale it. Do not work the audience for gasps and sighs. If you are worthy of gasps and sighs, it will not be from your appreciation of the event, but from theirs. It will be in the statistics and not the trembling of the voice or the cutting of the air with your hands. It will be in the data and the quiet organization of your presence. Avoid the flourish. Do not be afraid to be weak. Do not be ashamed to be tired. You look good when you're tired. You look like you could go on forever. Now come into my arms. You are the image of my beauty.
God is alive, magic is a foot. God is alive, magic is a foot. God is a foot, magic is alive, life is a foot, magic never died. God never sickened, many poor men lied, many sick men lied. Magic never weakened, magic never hid, magic always ruled. God is a foot, God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, God did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned. Round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied, they only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied, they came to God in secret. And though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world. And mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh. And flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock. And time itself, the magic length of God.
All right, that was Buffy St. Marie with the song God is Alive, Magic is Afoot off her album Illuminations. And that is the last song in our little tribute for Leonard Cohen, because Mr. Cohen wrote the lyrics for God is Alive, Magic is Afoot, or I think it's a poem of his that Buffy St. Marie adapted for this song. And before that, we listened to the poem How to Speak Poetry by Leonard Cohen, read by the man himself. And then the first song of the show was Famous Blue Raincoat with by Leonard Cohen off of his album Songs of Love and Hate, which is my favorite Leonard Cohen album. And it came out in 1971. It is a pretty weird album for the most part. I mean, it's got songs like that that are, you know, pretty, or like Famous Blue Raincoat that are pretty straightforward. And then a lot of it is just angry and vicious. So anyway, Now we're gonna play a little. Just change gears as we like to do on the show, and go right into some hip hop. I watched the Saturday Night Live episode on Saturday with Dave Chappelle as the host and A Tribe Called Quest as the musical performers, and it was a great show. Not gonna talk about it, but it was solid. However, I hadn't listened to Tribe Called Quest's new album yet, and their performance on SNL was incredible. So we're going to play one of the songs that they played on that show, and then, play a few more tunes sort of in that vein. But first, in case there are any impressionable listeners, watch out.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food. The ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable, to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me nothing back. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. The doors and signs with it. Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trend set up, I know, my shit's cold. Hand set up because I ain't so bold. But hell, all you black folks, you must go. All of you Mexicans, you must go. And all of you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all of you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media that logs false narratives of guys that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the charts. Some of the fuck your numbers and your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with him. The tribe be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon blood clot. Droop on your head top.
All of you black folks, you must go. All of you Mexicans, you must go. And all of you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
Yang Lex sekarang berdiri di sebelah lampu. Lampu ini putih dan warnanya terang, seperti karir gue yang akan terus bersinar dan warnanya terang. Sekarang di sini ada tangga. Gue emang temenan sama Tata, tapi gue bukan anak tangga. Sekarang di sini ada bangku. Ibaratkan haters itu setan. Gue harus naik di atas bangku atau nama lainnya kursi. Makanya gue harus usir dia dengan ayat kursi. Di sini ada IMAX.
sa punagi as then the ending ko bakal ngomong I make it. I make it.
I leave it in the trap. I speak up, speak about, cause your voice is loud and proud. Histories of glory, injustice, and peace of all. I've got clocks ticking in me, centuries before BC. In the lens of my people of some empire. Jesus was a queen, singing things that became legend. Means I learned it's cool, but forgot my people's lessons. Truth in our sands, in our pyramids. Truth in our fashion, in our culture, in our land. Open my eyes, breathe the air of the people walking. People watching, angels watching over me. Aren't you that somebody, that mystery? Got us up together, dying. Growing up, hoping to feel better. Built up the courage regardless of my weather. I said it in my feelings, you'll hear about it later. There are times when it feels cold and the sun doesn't shine. There are times when the leaves fall and flowers blossom in. There are times when a minute feel like a few hours. There are times where I just, yeah, I leave it in the tracks, for y'all to hear the tracks of my tears. I leave it in the tracks, cause my words are coming out more clear. I leave it in the tracks, for your heart to hear some hope. I leave it in the tracks. I leave it in the tracks. See, these words are colossal. Rhymes are my muscle. Music to me is vital. My air through your nostrils. Pain was Picasso. Hit my soul, my people. Stuff I hope you knew to remind you of the struggle. In the tracks, you find stories of journeys. Down the railways, they pave way. From Dublin to Miss Park, you made roads, so we take part. From the tracks of my marks to your real hearts. Let me flash back to the start. Remember surviving with DC with a CD. Fly with the melody to another country. The way we zook and all we hypnotic. You psychic, read the lines on my hands. Are the stars above sing anything? Chase your fate like a desert chases rain. I'm on the run to find my own lane. Find my own trail, my own track. Now just leave it in the tracks.
All right. We are back. And it's A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. We kicked that set off with the song We the People by A Tribe Called Quest from their new album. We got it from here. Thank you for your service. And the pause is because there's an ellipsis between We've Got It From Here and Thank You for Your Service. Then we listened to the song, or the brief little track, Forgiveness by Omar Prezari, also, you know, known for ATSI, doing a little thing there. And then finally the song In the Track by Missy D from her album When Music Hits, You Feel No Pain. And Missy D will be playing the Discorder fundraiser this Friday, which is tomorrow. And it is the Media Club. That's right. So check it out. Local hip hop showcase presented by Discorder. Not all the time that you get this, so it's a good opportunity to, you know, listen to some of the hip hop music that's coming out of Vancouver. All right. Also, rest in peace, Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest. Also, Leon Russell died this past week. I don't know if you knew that because it wasn't well publicized, but another RIP to Leon Russell. And it's just so, it's a lot to deal with. Anyway, we've got another set of tunes. Let's keep it rolling because we're about halfway through and it's 10:33. So We gotta keep pushing through so we make it in on time. All right, the song is Beautiful Strangers by Kevin Morby. It's a new single. All of the proceeds from the purchase of this single, which is Beautiful Strangers, and the B-side is a cover of Townes Van Zandt's No Place to Fall, all of the proceeds will go to support the work of Every Town for Gun Safety, which is a charitable organization. So listen to the song if you like it. Maybe read about that organization and, you know, drop a dollar to help out. Anyways, here we go. We got the song Beautiful Strangers by Kevin Morby. Enjoy.
If you ever hear that thunder, put your eye to the sky, boy, and wonder. Maybe there's a kingdom above the weather. Oh, and whether you're gonna get on in is up to him. Some siren, maybe there's a singer with no ring around their little finger, no love. And if I lose my voice, if I have no choice but to go quiet, won't you sing for me a melody into the night air? If I die too young, or if the wolf he comes, fee-fi-fo-fum. If I die too young, or if the locust come, well then run, 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 free. You do, but you don't got. Say a prayer, think of mother. I am a rock. If you ever hear that sound now, if the door gets kicked in, here they come now. Think of others. Their cover, I am what they're not. Pray for Paris, they cannot scare us or stop the music. You got a sweet voice, child, why don't you use it? And if I die too young, or if the gunmen come, I'm full of love. So release me, every piece of me, up above. Sister, can't stand the coppers up in their choppers, oh, flying overhead 49 days. Thank you.
would sleep easy, like baby Jesus in a manger. Oh, sleep easy, like little Jesus, beautiful stranger. Oh, beautiful stranger.
Step from where they say these feelings can run off.
And if you looked into my eyes, could you see that I was afraid? I know what makes you smile, and you know the things I hide. It's so easy to fade. Ordinary people fornicate in thin air. Try the best to drown each other in water. And if you looked into their eyes, could you see they're naked and shamed? I know what makes you smile, and you know what makes me cry. We will never be safe. Fill the air, scream your head on the ground, let them all go. Fill the air, watch the sun.
On November 19th, former folkie Jessica Leger and free improv drummer Ben Brown released their debut album as Cast. Cast play the China Cloud in Vancouver November 19th at 9 p.m. with guest Wooden Horseman. Tickets will be sold at the door.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
All right, this is Face for Radio, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And I'm your host, Eric Coates. We've got 12 minutes left on the show, so I gotta tell you what we played. We kicked the set off with the song Beautiful Strangers by Kevin Morby, and then followed up with the song Can Megan by Gorky Zygotic Minky. Gorky Zygotic Monkey, spelled in a very strange way. But apparently, Gorky is Welsh slang, at least in the 90s, for a doofus. Zygotic, like a zygote. And then Minky is M-Y-N-C-I, is the Welsh phonetic spelling for monkey, apparently, according to their Wikipedia page. So Gorky Zygotic Monkey, song Can Megan. Meant to play it last week, didn't get around to it. Off their album, How I Long to Feel That Summer in My Heart. Been listening to this band a lot. And then just by chance, I heard this... So the last song that we played, Ordinary People by Corey Hansen, off of his upcoming album, The Unborn Capitalist from Limbo, which comes out tomorrow. He's the leader of the band, psych rock band Wand, and this is his first solo effort. Never really listened to Wand, but I really like this. And it was just on my SoundCloud feed, so I checked it out. And this is a song that was just on my YouTube feed. Well, the album was, and I was like, oh, the album's got a pretty cool cover. Might as well check it out. And the album's called Scenery. It's by Ryo Fukui, and it's coming out in 1976. It's new jazz. The song's It Could Happen to You. Enjoy. We got this one more and then we're back. All right. Rio Fukui with It Could Happen to You.
Thank you.
Alright, this is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, and I've got to be quick because A Rocket from Russia is coming up next with your host, Russian Tim. Some great punk rock is on its way, but you want to know what we listened to, so we kicked it off with the song It Could Happen to You by Ryo Fukui off his album Scenery from 1976, Japanese jazz pianist. And then we listened to Alice Coltrane with the song Stop Over Bombay featuring Pharaoh Sanders on the saxophone. It is off Alice Coltrane's album Journey in Satchidananda from 1970, and it's terrific. So we're going to close it off with a song that I meant to close my show off last week when I got a little bit political, but it doesn't really matter because I don't really understand or know what the lyrics of this song are. I just like the song, and it's called America. So here we go. We're closing it off with the song America by Foxygen. It's a new song off their upcoming album, Hang. Enjoy.
When you're dead.